Hey guys!
Hey!
It's Hannah and Jenna, and it's currently Sunday night. And we are doing this because we said, one, we wanted to, but also that we're going to have one every single Sunday.
Every Sunday, and here we are.
Keeping our promise. Yes.
And we're procrastinating from procrastinating.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a... Yeah. It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we haven't done any homework.
We don't have too much, though. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
We're good. And we don't start class till noon tomorrow, so it'll be good. We're fine.
Exciting.
We'll probably watch some movie after this.
Yeah.
Apparently, spoiler alert, to all the boys I loved before, 2 is not that good. Which, are we surprised? No.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
But they are coming out with a third one.
I'm confused
about
that. Did you like the first one?
I did. The first one was so cute. I don't think I've ever seen... I've never seen a movie like that. I was aw, cute.
It was,
so real.
It's so real.
No, it's a little cheese, but it was really cute.
Oh my gosh, I literally, the jean pocket scene. Oh, I did that so many times with a cup. It was cute.
You did it?
With a cup, yeah.
Me and my friends would do it, because.
Friends. Let me just name drop all my friends.
Let me just shout out to my besties for doing the pockets better than me.
The pockets.
When no man would.
When no man. And my jeans just wouldn't.
My jeans wouldn't.
Grow. Okay, so as we said, we were procrastinating. And before this, for about an hour and a half to two, it was a long while.
Yeah.
It was a long while. I have the little, what's it called? The thing on my phone that locks me out.
Screen time
on, and it's like it'll end up turning off or whatever, and so then I'll click 15 minutes. Give me more 15 more minutes. Did it 3 times.
Yeah.
It's
Ooh.
It's a good tool if you need a little distance from it, but unless you're me. And you don't want to fully commit to taking it off for the whole day.
Just
do 15.
Yeah.
In little increments.
Yeah. So we've spent the last hour, maybe 2, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Instagram, it's so easy to just go down a hole.
Yeah.
You know, just like
I don't think so.
No, that's weird.
That's weird. I don't know why you said that.
I got caught in this, astrology loop.
Ew.
Heyo.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know.
That's a...
It's kind of hitting me hard right now. It's like, it showed me some things that I was like, oh god.
Yeah.
Am I really like this?
Also, disclaimer, everything with a grain of salt.
With a grain of salt. And
it's just interesting.
Oh my god, I read so much into the astrology. Because I'm a pretty gullible person. Like, we both are. Like we read, we also read way too much into
We like to contemplate.
So if you're anything like us, this podcast is for you.
Don't go on Instagram. Ever.
Don't go on Instagram.
Don't please. Do what we did.
Yeah, so we just came from the deep, deep, dark hole.
There were some
Instagram.
There were some funny ones.
There were some funny ones.
We were just so stupid. We were for Disney princesses. Hannah was Aurora, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
I was Mulan.
Jenna was Mulan.
Which is my dream. I dressed as... I'm serious. It really is. I dressed as Mulan for so many Halloweens when I was little. I had...
I need to see pictures.
I'll find them.
Thank you.
It was really fitting. I had, I don't know how old I was. And I remember walking around in my costume and being I am... owning this. It was so good.
I am Mulan.
What did you dress up for Halloween when you were a baby?
For Halloween, I loved Tinkerbell.
Aww.
So I probably was Tinkerbell 3 or 4 years in a row.
I was
Mulan. And Jenna was
That's
Mulan.
That's cute.
Yeah, I always liked, the princesses were cool,
uh-huh.
but I always liked the fairies and the Peter Pan stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
You watched the Tinkerbell movies, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
the fairy movies were so good.
I wanted to be... Tinkerbell. I definitely dressed as Tinkerbell. I dressed as the blue fairy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
with, like, arm sleeves.
Oh, shoot.
I was the real deal.
The real show.
I wanted to be Fawn. Fawn is the, like, animal fairy. She was pretty great.
She was pretty cool.
And what was another one? I'm pretty sure. Oh, I think my first ever Halloween that I got to choose my outfit, I wanted to be Buzz Lightyear.
Cute. No, that's really cute.
In case it wasn't obvious, I went through a tomboy phase for about 12 years of my life. It's true.
I went through a phase, I think, yeah.
Goth?
No, not goth. That was the emo for sure. It was third and fourth grade, so about 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I would only wear sweatpants. I never wore jeans. Never. Like, only like sweatpants.
Pink sweatpants? Or what kind
of
sweatpants?
Oh, I had all colors of sweatpants. They were from, like,
Variation.
Gymboree. Gym, or, like, oh. Children's Place.
Did you ever have, what was it? No. Justice? No.
Oh, I had Justice sweatpants.
What is it? Juicy. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, the Juicy Couture, like,
yeah.
Sweatsuits. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, I had a purple and a black one.
Ooh. Depending on your mood.
Yeah.
In third or fourth grade?
I was like, oh, I'm juicy.
I'm way juicy.
And, yeah, I only wore sweats for 2 years of my life, guys.
That's a good...
I know.
Did you love it?
I did. My parents, they were so mad at me. They would get so mad at me. They're like, Hannah, you need to look presentable.
Variation.
They were really embarrassed of me.
I remember... Oh, they wouldn't be... maybe a little...
No. I would only wear sweatpants and tennis shoes.
Do you have any pictures of this?
Probably. But I remember... Okay, last little anecdote about that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, walking to school one day. I had a rolling backpack.
Heyo!
Heyo!
Hi, roller.
It was purple. It was really cool.
Ooh.
And so I had my sweatpants, my tennis shoes, a rolling backpack. And we were all walking to school, my family and I.
Uh-huh.
And they were like... My mom and dad were talking about me, and they're like, she never wears jeans. And they were getting so mad, and I just remember crying and being like, sweatpants are the cool, they're so comfortable. So stupid.
That's
and
pretty
then
great.
Now, yeah. Oh, how
you're not in sweatpants.
I'm in sweatpants right now.
Those are, like, thin sweatpants. Loose formal pants.
Okay.
I think.
We'll go for it.
It's a step up from sweatpants.
Is it?
I'm in my pajamas.
Pajamas. Okay, what were you gonna say? Tomboy phase?
Oh, well, that was a whole... I had a low pony and middle part for about forever.
For about...
And then when I decided to switch my part, it was like...
Was that a big day?
Furthest way on the left side of my head possible. And I was like, yeah, this is what's gonna happen.
Was
here.
There like a light, like a moment when you switched your part over and you're like, this is how it's gonna be?
I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, she's ready.
No.
Middle school.
Because I definitely, my hair was a middle part until sixth grade.
Until you came out, little SJS.
SJS. And then...
Trying out a new identity.
I remember so specifically, I was in a Dillard's, and I was trying on clothes. And I looked in the mirror, and I just, like, switched my part over
slowly
to the right side. Yeah, and I was
brought
like,
your hand up
God
to your head.
Damn.
Gosh.
I look good.
I'm here
I came out of the dressing room, my dad was like, what happened to you? I'm a woman now, though.
Dad. You don't see it? Part changing is a big thing. Oh, speaking of hair, I didn't realize hairstyles can really change how you appear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a goth party on last night.
Yeah. It was a Valentine's goth party. Goth Valentine's party.
Yeah. Goth day funny. After about. It was fun.
Valentine's.
No, okay, we had a great...
No,
We had a great Valentine's Day. Sweet Colin came,
yeah,
and it was
shout
wonderful.
Shout out to my bro.
Hey, man. He told us that we were his Valentines.
Yeah.
And
so cute.
My heart was happy.
Colin, if you're listening, I love you.
I love you. A lot. He's best.
He is the best.
Valentine's Day was great.
It was. We ate a lot of candy.
It was... Oh, Butterfinger hearts. Those... I do. I've, okay, maybe 20. I would estimate. It's a little let you in on a little secret. But yeah, Valentine's Day was good. Okay, mm-hmm. goth party. And Hannah did my hair, and she did her hair because she's really good at it. And so, how would you describe it? Early 2000s?
Really good. Mm-hmm.
It makes you look different.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a way that I've never felt before. And yeah.
Shoot.
And it made me feel like a darker version of myself. And to segue back into the sign thing that we were talking about, Hannah was reading my things. And so I was born on November 14th, and that falls into Scorpio sign.
Heyo.
And apparently I'm the darkest mother fucker you're ever going to know. It's
Jenna's a dark, dark gal.
Yeah. I'm really secretive and jealous and...
And will yell at you.
Oh, my anger thing was that I would punch the wall. Okay. Dang. So whoever makes me angry, hope you don't like your wall decor, because it's coming down.
Oh, knocking it off.
It's knocking. It was, I feel like yours, the daydreamer, that was pretty accurate.
Yeah. Mine, I feel like mine is, I'm so, okay, so I was born March 7th, and I'm a Pisces.
There's gonna be a quiz at the end of this.
There is. It's graded.
It's graded.
And, oh my gosh, I am so, so Pisces.
No.
It's insane.
When Lena first met you, I think we went to this cute little place downtown.
Yeah.
And she was talking, she was like, Hannah. And you're like, yeah. She was like, are you a Pisces? Or something like that. Yeah. She just like immediately knew.
Yeah.
And it's a great tell.
It is.
You know? It's a blessing.
Yeah.
Blessed to have a Pisces like you in my life. Wake up to a Pisces every morning.
Aww.
A little fish. And you get this little scorpion. Aggressive, hard shell scorpion.
No. You know that we're both water signs?
Mm-hmm. Whoosh.
We're sisters.
We're sisters.
Oh my gosh. But signs are cool. I definitely read way too much into them. Even like the stupid cheesy ones on Instagram, I'm like, oh my god, they're so right.
They're interesting though. And they're just like a good, if you need to procrastinate for 2 hours,
oh my gosh.
Do that.
Yes.
And okay, what we were talking about earlier, like again, everything, of course there's some like humbo jumbo to this and everything, especially on Instagram when they pair you with a powder puff girl. But is that what they're called?
Powerpuff, yeah.
I said Powderpuff. It's my athletic mind just associating. But
athletic.
Like, if, and it could apply to everyone, yes, but if there's something that you read and then it makes you think of something in your life, you know, like, that's just, like, something, a way to get something out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, everything's about intention, but it's also just, like, a good little waste of time.
Yes.
A little bit, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
What was it? I'm trying to think of one of the funny ones that we read.
Jenna's a pretty saucy lady, according to her signs.
Gosh.
Let me see if I can find... Yeah, guys, if you just go on Instagram and type up astrology, you will find so much. You will learn so much about yourself that you didn't know before.
What was the date one?
Which
date
one?
One?
Like, wait.
I'm trying to whisper it to her.
Shoot,
I
can't.
So don't steal her thunder.
I'll be able to find it.
If we can't find it, I'll try and, it was so special to me that I can remember it. Basically, it said my most ideal date would be riding on a motorcycle into the city. I think I'm driving.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's good. Yeah, I can't find it. I think it's long gone in the depths of Instagram.
Thankfully.
But what's... Okay, pick out one of these ones and...
Read it?
Yeah.
These
should
pictures?
Should you do me and I'll do you?
Yeah. We'll read... Ooh. No. Okay. Should we do what Pisces fall in love with?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Tick notes. Ew! Look at the picture for Scorpio. Like, that's just... I just seem so, like, dark and demonic and, like...
Mine's, like... I feel like... I think mine's pink. Mine's always pink.
It is pink. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. What Pisces fall in love with? Heated sarcasm. Okay. Coziness.
Yeah.
Check. Affection.
Okay. Yeah.
Observant minds.
Ooh. Mm-mm. Deep.
Speak. Organization. Pretty funny. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Hannah went to a thrift store with Madden. Love you, Madden.
Yeah.
And got a skirt, brought it back. Cute skirt. Love it. Great price. High five.
It was cute. Deal. It was from Free People. Plato's Closet. I don't know if this is only in... Is Plato's Closet only in
It's Colorado? In Dallas, too.
Okay. Well, it's a great store, and it's pretty cheap, and they have a lot of amazing things. So, hit up ad. So, Plato's Closet. So good. But... Anyways, keep going.
Oh,
they really
<Anyways. get
there.
laughs> She came back, was excited about it, and then she was like, there is, like, one little thing on it. Turns it around. I kid you, it's, like, the size of a pinhead. Like, it's a teeny little stain, and she immediately grabs her detergent, goes to the bathroom, and tries to wash it out. I was like, this is the smallest thing.
I am so detail-oriented that... It drives me so insane.
So if you're OCD, hit up Hannah.
Hey! Because
she'll fall for you hard. Oh, that's so funny. And funny stories.
Yeah. Funny
Did
stories.
Did I say that one?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Let me pick out one for you.
Make sure it's...
Let's see.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do a funny one. There, I don't... I've... my gosh. Scorpios are known to be very jealous, sexual, and aggressive people.
Yeah.
And, like, very secretive and mean.
Oh, this one. Is it okay if I do your Scorpio ex?
Is that... Oh, okay, wait.
Yeah, so you're the... You ever... Dump Jenna.
Watch out. Beware.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Scares their exes away. Tend to give themselves the fault.
Oh.
Will not hesitate to bring up receipts from 7 months ago. Flirting with the idea of hooking up with their best friend.
Oh, no.
Freeze and cut off the communication to their ex. Hmm. Stone cold, or is she?
Stone cold.
That's our Jenna.
What?
When I was going through these and I was reading these out loud.
Yeah.
And I was, so I would do my sign and then I would do Jenna's sign. And I would read hers out loud and she would be like, she would get really defensive. She's like, are you kidding me?
I'm just like, well, expect the worst now. You know? It makes me question. I'm like, have I just told myself that I'm...
Maybe you do need to get into your dark roots.
I just start dressing in black every day and hopefully attract some sort of...
Vibe.
What is a vibe?
What are the vibes?
Seriously, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is about.
Yeah.
I'll do a little more research.
But astrology is interesting, and it's so easy to get caught up in it, though. But there are some really good books on it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, I'll sit in a bookstore and look at astrology books and just have them tell me what my life means.
You know, what you're saying, that makes me think.
What?
Barnes & Noble. We first got here. Can I tell the story?
Yeah!
Okay, so Hannah and I were walking around Pearl Street, which is this wonderful place here.
Or 29th Street.
Or 29th, yeah.
Yeah.
It's different.
Geographically, it's different.
Geographically,
technically.
Geographically, it's different. Anyway. Okay, so we walked into Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
And
Barnes & Noble is a good store.
Yes.
And 100%. It's so good. You can easily spend 2 hours there just, like, sitting on the floor, reading books.
Specifically.
Jenna, continue.
So we were just wandering around, and then we went, we stumbled upon the I'm starting to get tired at 9:30, and it's, like, delirious hours after that. I'm old. Kind of. Yeah, but a Scorpio. Anyways. So,
I'm a Scorpio.
No. I'm a Scorpio, so apparently I'm sad and old. So we stumbled upon the romance section and decided to sit down, and then we were looking at, like, the, like, cute romance books, and then we kind of, like, turned a little bit, and there are just, like, 365 sex positions or something like that. And as a joke, Hannah and I, like, we're like, let's read it. Like, funny. And so we could start going through it. And, like, we're not, like, being super open about it. Like, we don't want people to see us reading it. But then this barista comes up to us.
Yeah.
She's like, would y'all like some, like, pumpkin spice latte? And then midway through her sentence, she, like, stops, realizes what we're reading. And she just looks so uncomfortable.
So funny.
And we were both like, sure. And, like, trying to cover up the book with, like, our arms.
We had, like, multiple out, too. Yeah. And we, there were, like, games, like, card games.
And I were like, look at this one. Quizzing each
we're
other.
Like, we're, like, little middle schoolers laughing at
it was so funny.
The word sex. So funny.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
It was a good time, but so we very had, embarrassing.
Yeah, we haven't
returned
it.
We were asked to not come back to Barnes & Noble.
We were remotely. We were forbidden from. We actually haven't gone back. No. We got a little PTSD.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
It was funny.
But yeah, so find astrology books.
Yeah.
We went to a bookstore this weekend on Pearl.
Yes.
The Boulder Bookstore. Multiple levels.
Multi-level.
It was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun place.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah. It was a good spot. They had a lot of good things.
Oh.
You could just get, it was so easy to get lost in a bookstore, like, in a good way. A good loss.
Write that down.
Write that down. Quote me.
Quote me. Minute. Oh. Is that what Frankie said in that?
What?
In the, number one. That's wrong. Okay. Different thing. Different thing. Another time. Another time. But, yeah, so that was just, like, a little thing that
we
thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped mid-sentence. Sorry about it. It's 9:30. I really am.
Procrastinating? Oh, man. It's...
Why do you think the brain does it? What's your theory?
So, one of my mom's friends told me that the reason we procrastinate, or for some people, is because they're perfectionists, and they don't think that... or they think that if they put it off and, like, wait for another time, that it'll be better and, like, of better quality. So they want to wait to, like, to do it later.
Interesting.
So, isn't that interesting? If that makes any sense at all.
I feel like that really applies to you.
Yeah, right?
Whoa.
Because with... So, I'm in a design major, and a lot of my...
Flex!
Flex. that's pretty cool. And that's pretty cool. But a lot of my big projects I don't do until the week before.
Ooh.
Or like the night. No, actually, that the was a big of. Lie. The night of. So I have like maybe 12 hours of work. And then I'll work the whole day. And then I'll go to bed at like 5 in the morning. And they turn out great.
Yeah.
I've gotten A's and B's.
Flex!
Shout out!
Myself.
Shout out to
myself.
Shout
out my magical mind. Oh. Wasn't there... I remember this one time we had the lights on in here, and it was, like, probably 3 or 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't you say I, like, woke up, waved... I was like, hey.
Yeah. I was working on something, and Jenna started talking about something. So I... And I dropped something, because... So I thought she had woken up from that, but she was just moving, and... She started talking, and so I looked behind me to see if she was, like, talking to me, and she, like, you, like, stood up, or not stood up, but just, like,
stood up in my bed.
You just, like, sat up, and you waved, and you smiled, and then you just fell back asleep. I was like, all right, shut
she's,
up.
She's cool. Here for it. Your number one supporter, right? Yeah.
Thank you.
Always going to be there. Oh, randomly ramble. And
thank you.
Anytime. Seriously.
Seriously.
Oh, that's so funny. But you're dedicated, and you give it a lot of, effort. But it's like flawless effort. It's beautiful.
No, it's...
I think it's pretty great. Give yourself credit. All right.
Okay.
I'm aggressive. Give yourself credit.
Chilla, stop being so Virgo right now.
Fucking Scorpio.
Oh,
you fake man.
I'm sorry. My brother's Virgo. I get Virgo and Scorpio mixed up.
It's the O at the end. Classic dyslexia. It is.
I'm sorry.
Classic. Classic.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I was like, why is she getting so mad? Oh, wait.
Probably because I'm extremely Scorpio. Jealous. Probably because I'm extremely jealous and plotting my revenge.
If I were to switch roommates, would you be really jealous?
What the... Yeah. It's like a shot to the heart.
Would you be jealous?
Would I be jealous?
Yeah.
Would you find a pile of shit in your bedroom?
Oh, my God. You are Scorpio.
You are Scorpio.
Watch it, like... He's like, all these, like, attributes come through now that I've read them out loud to you.
Yep. I'm changing. We are recording the transition of...
The transition of Jenna.
Jenna.
From light to dark.
From light to dark. No! Yeah.
I'm kidding.
You're not.
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm not. It's happening.
Last night, like we said, went to the goth party. Mm-hmm. This morning, I had to put on my yellow sweater. I just, like, didn't.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. I don't wear black. Mm-mm. At all. Mm-mm. But we did borrow our chains from a good friend down the hall.
Audrey!
Shout out to Audrey. Thank you for letting us borrow your
edgy jewelry. She's loaded. She's got it all.
Yeah.
I was.
And
you made me.
We were hot.
We were out there. Our little 2000s hair.
Yeah.
That we changed just in 30 minutes. Because then we went to regular parties afterwards.
Yeah.
And thought. Oh, the best thing. One girl. It was so funny. We were at the party and she was like, "What is with all the guys wearing eyeliner? Like, I don't understand." And I was like, "It was Carly. She's so sweet. It was Carly." She was like, "I don't understand the whole eyeliner thing." I was like, "Carly, you realize it's a goth party, right?" And she's like,
Oh.
Thought me, Hannah, and Madden were all just normally wearing, like, very dark...
Dark makeup and, like, black
clothing.
Outfit.
Yeah. And I was like, well...
It's themed, girl. It's themed.
It's a theme.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Oop.
It was a good time.
Yeah. But good weekend. Overall.
Yeah.
Hope y'all had a good weekend.
Seriously. What'd you guys do for Valentine's Day? Let me know. Leave it below in the comments.
Leave a thought in your head, because there's no way we're gonna
see that.
What was your... Okay, let's see. Okay. We'll talk about three of our favorite ways to celebrate.
Valentine's
Day? Is that so good?
Yeah.
Valentine's. I think, yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Candy.
Oh, okay.
Immediate top one.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Oof. Chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh.
Good. Were those good?
They were really good. I still have a couple more if you want some.
I may have one tomorrow.
Yeah.
I already brushed my teeth.
Yeah, they're so good.
My teeth are brushed.
Teeth are brushed.
Yeah, definitely chocolate. Beautiful flowers. And hugs. More than usual.
Yeah, hugs are good.
You know?
Ever.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see. I like being outside when it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Just like in, I don't know, I feel like love is just in the air.
Yes.
And I just like being, I feel like we talk a lot about love.
It's an important.
And romance. Not romance, but like.
Romance?
Nah. Yeah.
Connection.
Yeah.
Love, connection, and affection.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Quote me.
Quote me.
I love to rhyme.
Yeah. Okay. Let me try to think. I just like being around people that I love and beautiful things. Preferably botanical gardens.
Preferably
botanical gardens. Ooh, what's your favorite flower? Oh wait, have we talked about this? Mm-mm. Favorite flower.
Such a random flower. But it was, I just like loved it when I was little. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's my favorite one. I'm not very good at favorites. But snapdragons.
Oh.
I know that they're such a
Mega
random.
Snapdragons. Yeah.
But also, and orchids and sunflowers. And peonies.
Peonies are so pretty.
And oh, what are they called? Hydrangeas.
Ooh, hydrangeas are gorgeous.
They're just a little classy. I feel like I'm for, I don't know, I'm not good at favorites, but snapdragons I always loved because I could play with them when I was little.
Aww.
You
know? Yeah.
It's my only friend when I was little, was a snapdragon.
Was a snapdragon?
Instead of playing with puppets. Fucking weirdo. What about you?
Sunflowers are a good one. Gerber daisies are so Aww. Pretty.
Want you more than a man.
I don't know. I think that's... There's a lot.
There are a lot.
I love all the flowers.
Anything that blooms and blossoms.
Anything that blooms.
You got a petal? I love it. I'm literally so tired.
Yeah, guys, so don't procrastinate.
We...
Whoa. Major.
Yeah. We're good. I'm not even worried about it. We're gonna be great.
Famous last words.
Famous. FLM. FLW.
Famous.
We tried to say that last night and could not get it.
No.
Come on.
Bloody.
But yeah, we've had a great weekend.
Yeah.
Weather's been a little more nicer.
Yeah, it's been warmer, but I think it's supposed to snow tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Mm.
I miss the Texas heat.
Yeah, same.
A little bit.
Okay, little preview into our next podcast, maybe.
A future podcast.
Will be an episode dedicated entirely to Texas.
The state of states.
The great state of Texas.
The great state.
Welcome to the great... Wait, what is it? Welcome to the state... Damn it, hold on. Welcome to the... Why can't I get it?
You're so close.
I'm so close.
Welcome to
the State Fair of Texas. Isn't that it?
Yeah.
Big Tex?
Oh, the fair?
Yeah.
I missed the fair, too.
Isn't that how you say it? Place.
No
you
idea.
Wave at you. Welcome to the state... Okay, I'm gonna
So good. That's good. That's what's gonna reappear in your dreams.
Dreams.
That could be a good
Ooh,
one.
We'll talk about dreams.
There are so many random things.
Yeah, but I know we definitely want to talk about Texas.
Because
hell yeah.
Because
do the thing.
Yeah. That'll the backstory behind that one will come up in our next episode. But. We hope you've had a wonderful weekend, and we hope you have a beautiful start to your week ahead of you, and you're loved, you're valued, and you are wonderful.
And don't procrastinate, and don't read too much into your astrological
signs. Yay!
Thank you, and good night.
All the love.
Much. I'm just kidding. What? Shut up, that was my line.
Oh, shit. That was my line.
I'm kidding.
Are we really? That's mine.
All right. Love you.
Kisses.